Happy Friday, KMA Land. Welcome to the Double X Factor, where this week, Spencer and I have been taking a look at what we've learned through reflection, especially in the past year's events. Now, I was trying to think about what is the opposite of reflecting as a means of learning, and I guess the answer would be complaining and blaming. Staying in the mode of resisting what is can certainly keep us stuck at times. Now, personally, I'm a lifelong hugger. Until the events of past year, I really didn't realize how important this was to me. It was modeled to me very clearly by my mom, Dorothy. So, quick hugging story. When Don and I first started dating 29 years ago, he was not much of a hugger. Neither were his boys, Beau and Alex. Now, I really didn't have much awareness that there were actually people in the world who weren't huggers, and evidently, neither did Dorothy. Now, upon meeting Don and his boys, she went right up to them, gave them a big old squeeze. I wish you could have seen the looks on their faces the first time this happened. Long story short, it wasn't long until they were initiating hugs with her. Now, it was a great lesson upon reflection. Just be yourself, and those who want to come along with you will. Now, in reflecting on the past year, there are so many things that came up I had no idea what to do because they'd never happened before. But just because you're struggling, it doesn't mean you're failing. I would figure something out and move forward every time. When you have a base of knowing what it is you're about, if it's to make a positive difference, for instance, it helps when you find yourself in situations you've never been in before. So knowing what you're about can really help you find your way when the path is dark and scary. That's a big learning. Now, the tricky part for me is always balance. Reflect enough to find the learnings, but don't spend so much time reflecting that you get stuck in the past. Lord knows I've done plenty of that when going through something difficult. You can end up dragging this giant bag along behind you everywhere you go, and you get out of balance on reflecting in the past. I would say that trying to find balance was something the events of the past year may have been trying to teach us. Somewhere between being crazy busy and in lockdown is the reset we have access to now. Reflection is the only real path to personal growth. If you don't take the time to briefly reflect on what you learned in something, well, the universe will just keep serving it up to you in another way until you get the lesson. That reflection needs to come from a place of self-compassion in order to be a learning opportunity. So be kind to yourself in reflecting. The past year has certainly been globally a shared item. Now, that has not seemed to bring us together like you might think something like that would. So I would add a lot of learning around staying curious for me and trying not to be so quick to judge what someone else is going through. In the words of Brené Brown, in order to empathize with someone's experience, you must be willing to believe them as they see it, not how you imagine their experience to be. So I'm hopeful that I've learned a little bit more about empathy in the past year. Now, next week, Spencer and I will team up to create some ideas and share that we hope will cause you to think a bit and make a positive difference in your life. Till then, later!